This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, host of Conspiracy-Cafe.com, an alternative news source. I've also had the privilege of being on AM 640, AM 740, and a host of other podcasts around the world to try to enlighten people about the evil machinations, the darkness on the planet Earth, and it just is non-ending. One of the biggest things I just discerned on my own by looking at various things was to see, like, all these big programs that the government get into that cost hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, and if we throw enough money at something, they're going to, you know, basically bring us salvation. And I was always dubious about this, to say, where does the money go? And being a little bit, experienced in the ways of the world, I'd always be thinking, they took it, or it's being diverted into something else, like the money for Haiti that various foundations are supposed to be looking at. And if anyone talks out too loud, they seem to have a very short lifespan, like famous actors and chefs and things like that, that are just overwhelmed very, very quickly. And I read my school books when I was in school. Canada, as I talked earlier about the building of the railroad, The Last Spike, The National Dream by Pierre Burton. I thought they were books about building the railroad from sea to shining sea, and it turns out they were crime stories, all about how all the money was looted by the various parties, the liberals and the conservatives back in their day, and it was just a treasury looting exercise for them. One would get caught, and we changed crooks, and the new one came in, and they would do the same thing, get rid of the old crooks, bring in new crooks, and take the money. And we named a building in the House of Commons after one of the crooks, Langevin. They took away the name of his building because he sent kids to residential schools, not because he was a crook. That it was okay to have his name on the block then, but he was involved in all these railway scandals. And we put the Prime Minister's money, or faces on our money from the day. Sir John A. Macdonald, Wilfrid Laurier, we have a crook and a crook and a drunk, and they're on our money, and we're supposed to idolize and look at them and punish them because they sent kids to residential schools and take down their statues. But where did the money go? Where does the money go? And it still goes away today. A story came under my nose from one of my contributors a while back, and that got me into where I ultimately came in contact with Joan and met her and interviewed her at that channel. And the videos are on my website in the That Channel page. And I was just shocked at the fact that we have a company that was called Superstars, and it was registered offshore, and it seemed to have all the hoi polloi of the Canadian political and business and banking establishment all signed into this, receiving money that could very well have come from our tax dollars and hard-working treasury funds, that it just disappears and goes offshore. And I went into websites like these Paradise Papers reporters' websites and the Panama Papers websites, and I started to just pick names and put them in there and find out that these people have offshore accounts with oodles and oodles of money. Former police commissioners and, politicians, they're all over the place. Well, maybe some of them, really have a legitimate reason for being there, but why does everybody go offshore? So I've come to the conclusion that my country's been tag-team looting since 1867 when it was founded, and we just change hats, and the crooks have joint bank accounts between one party and the other party, so it doesn't matter anymore. And I read in the newspaper that a private detective was hired by my guest, Joan Montgomery, to look into where her husband put offshore money, and his wife, the investigator's wife. And I was just shocked on how the media just attacked this man. They said he wasn't competent to be a private investigator, and I found out he used to be the head of the Toronto Police Intelligence Unit. You couldn't find anyone better qualified or better suited to be a private detective. In fact, he could run the whole enchilada. And his wife was a forensic accountant. I believe her name is Elaine White. And then I understand that they have to protect their principles, and that's our evil government and their representatives. And they work hand in hand with the news media to paint any story, any lie, to cover all this up for market share, power, control over us, we the people. And it's just international. It happens in every country. And it's very difficult to find someone who's knowledgeable on this. And that's where we have a blessing here with Joan Montgomery, the wife of Eric Cunningham, a Liberal member of Parliament, who is deceased now. And she went through a bitter divorce with this man, and she knows it all. She's heard it for 23 years. Joan, welcome aboard to the Power Hour. As far as I'm concerned, you're right on the up and up and one of the finest people I've come across to meet.
Well, thank you. I think that, yes, it should have been a divorce that was simple. I was not fighting the divorce as such. I just wanted him to disclose, divide, as I had put a lot of personal family assets into the marriage. And I just wanted disclosure and division and to have it over with in 6 months. And the in Milton Court, they had people that were draining and dragging. And he would say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to obey. I'm not going to pay. And this went on for years. And I think that is in itself immoral when the lawyers drag it out because they're siphoning the families. And it's interesting, the Elaine White story. I saw an ad today, an advertisement, for a writer who thought he knew everything, but interestingly, none of these liberal reporters ever talked to me, the other side of the story. And they said, yes, I thought that I had made a mistake. Oh, no. I actually never made a mistake at all in that department. I knew the man intimately for 23 years, so no. No mistake there on, and the other interesting thing is I didn't hire Cullen because he was doing a lot of surveillance. I chose just Elaine White to forensically see what he was hiding because he wasn't disclosing at the company OEB Enterprise. And he was heading up a number of companies and he just was refusing to disclose. And so that's why the investigators got involved. Nobody was being vicious or nasty to the guy. He just was refusing to disclose and pay anything out of 23 years.
Well, what did these investigators find, Joan, that was offshore? You ended up with, like, a lot of bank accounts and, and numbers that were just quite a retirement field, to say the least.
Exactly. He first claimed that he was a dirty politician, and his friend, Roy McMurtry, who let him, have a special relationship with him, was going to give him all the rights, and I wasn't going to get anything, and I would be persistently and consistently unfairly treated, and we don't need those kind of people. When I not only used Elaine, but I used the Fraud Recovery Center in the U.S. And when Elaine was telling me regarding the accounts made sense. I knew the people, I knew the accounts, etc. And so I knew I was definitely onto something. He was a very slippery person and a master at deception. And she indicated a report that showed in Canada and the States and 150 islands that where he had money. And it made sense to me that the report was like, $2,000, $2,500, because it was only a snapshot in time. I realized that there was far more money. But when she was blowing the money and doing a snapshot, it was one camera shot at 1 second. So, you know, the press got into the misinformation about, oh, I knew I was wrong, I admitted I was wrong, never did. And I had, I knew that the person, he often commented that when we were first married, he said, one day we will have so much money, we will have more money than God, and we can go anywhere and do anything we please. So the fact that Elaine White came up with the accounts was credible, but being a cautious person as I am, I went to the Fraud Recovery Center in the States, and I said, can you check out my husband's assets for me, because he is refusing to disclose. And she said, well, it'll cost you, depending on the state, so you have to tell me, use what you know about him to figure out where he might be, and we'll investigate there. Well, I knew we had a place in Ellicottville, and that Eric didn't want to pay his taxes in Ellicottville. Sure enough, she came up with a form, the Fraud Recovery Center, that Eric had properties along with the Jim Brideup, who lived with him in Toronto, of locations where they both had names, but there was not a real address. And other ones were, like in Orchard Park, there was a real address, and but it belonged to someone else. So they were using American addresses to launder money, so they could use their phony names and have accounts. But the address in America was correct, but they'd use a P.O. box. So we identified this, and the sheriffs went to the FBI and told them that this was very irregular, but they didn't do anything with it. And it should have been just the beginning of what the FBI was going to do with it. And we tried to tell the FBI in Nevada, where he was, and he was with two gaming, Progressional Gaming, and, you know, they, again, in Nevada, they didn't do anything, but he was doing it. So,
okay, we have to break for a commercial, and we'll be back in a few moments. This is Power Hour Nation. I am your Canadian guest host, George Freund, and our guest, Joan Montgomery. We'll see you on the other side of the commercials.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Moyne, with our guest Joan Montgomery, the wife of a Canadian politician in Ontario, Eric Cunningham. Try that again. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, with our guest Joan Cunningham, the wife of a Canadian Liberal politician. Eric Cunningham, or actually her new name is Montgomery because she's divorced. And I was looking over some of the Trudeau faux pas a while back. And from November the 4th, 2015 to February 12th, 2016, the Trudeau government issued 208 checks, combined value of $5.3 billion, of which only $997 million was used for projects inside the country, and the rest, $4.3 billion, was sent outside the country to aid everything from whatever bleeding heart cause they can find, refugees in poor countries, fighting climate change. I look at that as one of the biggest money laundering operations going. And once this money goes offshore, there's no accountability, there's no tracking. It just disappears into that ethereal space that Satan controls, and kind of falls to the ground and ends up in certain banking centers, primarily islands in the Caribbean or Panama, Switzerland, and many other places, and it just disappears and is never seen again. But Mr. Trudeau made a quick trip down to one of them as soon as he got into power. He went to St. Kitts and Nevis. And as soon as I saw that he went there, I'm just thinking, he's checking on the family money tree, and because that's one of those banking centers. And when you go to the reporter's website for the Panama Papers and you put in Trudeau and that place, names come up, there's a lot of accounting going on down there that seems to be off the books, and it's just, that's okay, because we're stuck in the wrestling scenario of the left-right paradigm where we throw all kinds of mud all over the place, and nothing seems to happen. We don't really deal with
the forensic accounting of the books. Do you know anything specifically about the Trudeau family and some of the relations that your husband may have had with them in helping this suitcases full of money get to some place they shouldn't be?
Yes, I do. I think that, yes, he was a friend of Trudeau Sr. and the international investigative journalist found that Paul Martin and Chrétien were both money laundering, and Eric was a bag man for the money laundering. And he would help them with infrastructure projects. For example, he would go to Costa Rica. He would be in Montreal with the SNC-Lavalin challenge. He would do infrastructure projects in Hamilton and the GTA, and he was specializing in water purification, clean water, handling wastewater management, handling garbage disposal and waste, handling water metering, handling, you want to be a minister one day of transportation. So he was looking at things that were essential, that people had to have in order to survive. And that's what he was interested in. He wanted to be taking money from the infrastructure where money had to be placed, wind power, electrical, hydro, gas, oil. This was all a passion for him. And he laughed. He said, by the time the people wake up and know what we're doing, fraud, crime, and money laundering, the people will be enslaved. And
that
I felt
is a really powerful statement, Joan, that the people will be enslaved. This audience is probably very familiar, more familiar than most, about the Mark of the Beast systems that are coming along. And, you know, we have some very detailed information of that posted on the blog page about, you know, the fact that Hillary Clinton has the patents, control of all the patents, to basically control your life. It is just killing this material, and that
that's
these people
right.
are drugs.
And Eric had the Stronix and was associated with Hillary Clinton and her husband.
Indeed.
And in different planes coming in with instruments that would help her fight for the election.
Ah, a little vote rigging.
So
it wasn't the Russians.
No. And it was while he would go down and visit at the White House and, you know, have a tete-a-tete with Hillary and company, he said, I'm so sorry I won't be able to clean the pool again this year.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The California professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault told the Senate Judiciary Committee today that she would be prepared to testify next week. The woman told the committee she would be open to testify as long as the terms are fair and they ensure her safety. Multiple people were killed and wounded at a Rite Aid distribution center today in Harford County, Maryland. The shooter, who was a 26-year-old woman, also took her own life. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Goller.
We were on scene just in over 5 minutes. Arriving law enforcement, fire and EMS units quickly paired up together, got into the building in order to render first aid where appropriate, treat patients, and in an attempt to locate a suspect or suspects.
President Trump will be heading to Las Vegas for one of his signature Make America Great rallies. Everything will begin just after 10 o'clock Eastern time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good afternoon, Power Hour Nation. We're back. It's Joan Montgomery, wife of a Canadian politician, the guest host from Canada, George Freund, and how they plan to control everything in your life, because they wanted to make us slaves. This article is on my webpage, conspiracy-cafe.com. It should just send chills through your body. You will be completely controlled. You are wetware. Implanted devices and mind control hijack. They provide a great overview of the things that are coming. They ask that we share this. These are monstrous patents that are already out. Hillary Clinton and company were already getting in. She was a patent attorney, remember, to have control over these Mark of the Beast systems. Implanted devices deliver electric shock. Reminds me of an old Star Trek episode with the instrument of obedience. Poisons, dopamine, adrenaline, they emit mind control frequencies. This is what's for you. One of the premier patent men here, Richard C. Walker, he holds a patent for the QRS-11 sensor.
in the autopilot systems that can take down planes by remote control. Whoever would have thought of that if you were on a Malaysian airliner not that long ago? So this is very important stuff. These people, you know, should really be in Guantanamo being questioned, but no one's going to question them. My guest, Joan Montgomery, writes all kinds of politicians. I don't really think she gets back any decent answers about that. They're going to look into this. I think we get into the smoke and mirrors of, like in Ontario, this little mini constitutional crisis about whether the premier can reduce the size of city council. They hire paid agitators to go to the common house and jump up and down just like they do in the United States for various little sundry items and cause little chaos so that they can have control later, the Hegelian dialectic classic. But Premier Ford has the daughter of one of the great Canadian prime ministers that, you know, they had a book on called On the Take about this chap years ago that, you know, he could be a champion Olympic money launderer if that was an Olympic sport. But his daughter is a cabinet minister here in Ontario with the Ford government. So this is chilling. What's even more chilling when you talk about implementation of dopamine and such like that? Her grandfather, Mr. Mulroney, our former prime minister's father-in-law, was Dr. Dmitry Pivnicki. He worked at McGill University for the CIA doing MK-Ultra experiments. Okay? And these people still have the keys to the store and the keys to the treasury and the keys to little devices that are going to do this by remote control far away from the institute at McGill where they carried out these dastardly experiments in the Cold War era. And Mr. Trudeau's son, our present prime minister, is still keeping the records classified. Even though they were released, he's reclassifying them, so we can't find out what's going on. Now, I'm slow. I'm from Canada, eh? But I get the feeling that the thieves really do plan to make us their slaves and to keep us completely and totally wetware. Have you got any response back from Mr. Ford, Joan? I hear they were supposed to audit the books before all the latest political trouble.
I have not heard back yet from him. I think he's had a lot of challenges on his plate just cutting the council, which I think was probably a good thing because there were a lot of people, an excess of people. So, you know, it probably will be a working group in that regard. One thing, though, that I can say is that the whole issue that I've been reading about Mr. Kavanaugh is how it impacts the same problem in Canada, but even more so because it seems we have less protections, is that, you know, is Roy McMurtry, who claimed, my husband claimed, put the fix in Milton Court for him, and he sits on appeal court and the regular court, is he above the law? Are the two men that Creche and Paul Martin, are they above the law? And what, I mean, we have the same problem as people do in the States. It's when people get into power, they get fascinated by power, and there's the human temptation to abuse power. And that can have terrible consequences. I think nobody really should be above the law. And there should be, of course, accountability. And they shudder at that because they don't want accountability. They have found that spin doctoring and lying and storytelling and planting things in the media, that's far more interesting for them. But I think now when Trump says that there's just so much false media being circulated, that is one thing I would have to agree with him on. We do have a media problem hugely in Canada. And my husband had said, oh, I can make the Valdez oil spill off of Alaska look like mother's milk. All you have to do is key into two main kind of belief systems of a person, and you got them. They aren't even listening to what else you say. And this was this technique of entrapment of people. And you see it in the press where people think he was a hero, and they really never knew him. They just you know, tuned out after the two messages and weren't listening after that.
Well, that seems to be a classic case of mind control, is when you tell people the truth, their eyes go glassy and they get a this does not compute kind of scenario in their eyes and in their face that you've exceeded their programming, and it just shows you right then and there that you're dealing with someone who has been basically brainwashed, and they're not free and open to look at anything or discuss anything because their mind has been made up for them by the tube or the media or the newspapers, and they're slaves
and
to this information.
Overcome. They're on the treadmill so fast, and you know, some of these people are looking at three jobs, two jobs, three jobs. They're so busy peddling, they can't take it all in. It's not really, in some cases, their fault. It's just they're overloaded, and people are overloaded today. And so they have a limited amount of time to get the information, and it's critical that it be the right one.
Indeed, and that's where basically a good public education system should be there. It's not, but that's where you as parents have to homeschool your children. Even if you send them to the public school, when they're on your time and your dime, you have to train them and tell them what's going on. My grandfather told me from the earliest age, like, you know, there's certain things, don't take candy from strangers, look both ways before you cross the street. His most important one, and it would come with many taps on the shoulder to make sure I'm paying attention, was don't ever let anyone else do your thinking for you. The most primary responsibility you have in your life is to do your own thinking. And that's something most people just throw caution to the wind over, and they take the candy from strangers. If anyone offers them anything, as an adult, they don't think there's any harm in taking it. We read all the time about missing people, so even adults go missing because you think you're beyond that rule now as an adult, and you will take the candy. And, you know, I implore you as adults and to look after your children, don't take candy from strangers. If it looks too good to be true, it probably
it is,
because usually they're trying to hook us into something. And one thing that just shocked me no end, I don't know how, if it's done with intent or not, but I have to be very suspicious under the circumstances. When InfoWars went through their problems with all kinds of attention, they changed a lot of their format, and one was the posting board, and they brought in a company called Google to do the message board. And I was always posting stuff on InfoWars sometimes. You know, it was just like, oh, you see it, get it off your chest. And then you got to click this agreement. And just as I was about to click the button, the good Lord says, read the agreement. So I read the agreement, and it looks all kind, and I get down a little bit, and it says, this information is being collected for law enforcement and intelligence purposes. And I'm like, what? I beg your pardon? And then I look at the company where it's from. It's from Dubai. This is going to the United Arab Emirates for intelligence and law enforcement purposes. They could, that I give them permission by contract to take all my private data, my personal data, email list, contact list from the various media formats that we use for social media. I give it to them. So it's not like the secret police have to spy on you or knock on the door. By clicking that button, I'm giving it away. And then I have to question myself to say, what is going on here? You know, it's bad enough it would be collected in the United States, but it's going to Dubai through some company called Google I've never heard of before. And hopefully a lot of people read that agreement and don't post. Or, you know, one thing I've never done is taken an app. I refuse. I don't even have a spy phone. But I'm not candy from strangers. I can't read that computer language. I don't know what's in there, that what permission I'm giving them to spy on my life, to record things or to do things, what information they're stealing. It's absolutely chilling. So you'd be very cautious about that candy you take, because, you know, Joan was kind of getting into one of those classic old sayings about, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the more things happen, the more terror they cause, the more power they take. Don't let them have it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit.
Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And we're back at the Power Hour. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Boyne, the mastermind, if we can be called that, of conspiracy-cafe.com, with my guest Joan Montgomery, the wife of a Canadian politician who was very, very astute at helping money disappear, a magician. And don't forget, Power Hour Mall has promotions, 10% off Global Healing Center products, 10% off Good Health Naturally products, 10% off REM sleep products. You can get a hold of them at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and you can restore your body with those products and restore your country with the show. Just as a reminder for people who may not be too familiar with Canadian politics, Roy McMurtry, that's been mentioned, was the former minister, attorney general, solicitor general, and chief justice for the government of Ontario. And that's where his claim to fame in the grand order of schemes came about. And, you know, a little snippet just from some things
over time. You have to look with your eyes very clearly when you see things. Mr. Trudeau, Papa Trudeau, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, had a little Mercedes convertible. And there's pictures of him riding with his sons at the time, way back when. And they have a license plate number that has 666. Not that we're eluding anything, but I think he's showing who his master is. Of course, his son has that car now. He was married in it. And when he drove it away, it has a new license plate number, of course, and it has 603. So we still have the three sixes, but just in a different format. And we see father and son most likely are still working for the same master, for the same Mark of the Beast system. They're proud of it. They shove it in your face like a pie in the face. And we just take it for some strange reason. But we don't take it here on the Power Hour. We fight back. We're the little bit of hope in this ethereal space that the devil seems to have, this mainstream monster media. And it's pretty much your last bastion of hope to fight back against these tyrannies and injustices and be the true fifth estate of our nations. And we talked to Joan about Premier Ford and some of the machinations he has. Like, I'm just surprised, really. It's, you know, that if you told me, like, somebody was in my bank accounts and they were taking away all my money and it was just disappearing all over the place, or that there were computer programs doing it, or everyone that I trust is a crook and a thief or something like that, I think I'd be calling the bank first thing and just saying, like, hey, what's going on? And I'd want cards canceled, account numbers changed, passwords changed. Like, I'd get on top of this because my money's going out the window. And I find it hilarious that they don't.
That's right. I think that's the interesting thing. There were five banks that when we were going through the legal process, my husband had, lawyer had paid them not to disclose. So we wanted instruments to get the banks to disclose, and Blaney said, well, it was a conflict of interest. So when is it a conflict of interest to follow Canadian law and have HSB on the stand just because they happen to be a client? It shouldn't be a conflict of interest if they're obeying the law. So this is a very tricky thing. We are talking HSBC, Bank of Montreal, CIBC, TD Bank, Bank of Nova Scotia. These are the key banks, and they have, in America, have had a number of incidents where America has taken our banks to court successfully. So we've got some problems with our banks. And we have to be a lot more careful of our banks and hold them responsible. And in, if you look at the information that Elaine White provided, it has the names of the banks that Eric was very close to. And people at the bank who he knew very well were named. So I knew what she was saying had to be right. And they were all there. They were all involved in diverted money. And as Americans, you have to be concerned because they were diverting it through the West and East Coast and sending it off to Bahamas and then out through a number of numbered companies. And they are... In Bahamas, they were being held in a sealed file. And one of the lawyers let the Bahamas group know that someone was looking for information, which really should have come in the shape of a court order. It caused quite a stir. And, of course, they were trying to con me that you could just walk into a Bermuda financial information unit and say, I want this file. Well, they don't just hand over files to people. And but what it did is it put them on notice. And one of the interesting things is the investigator produced a printout in Bahamas of my husband and his birth date and information. And one thing struck me is the date was something like 2 days off from our matrimonial agreement. So that tweaked me that knowing him, it could be possibly be true that he had set this up in Bahamas. And then Eric stood up in court and said, no, that's Eric Percival Cunningham. That's not me. It's another guy. You know, this is where they like to pull the identity fraud. And then I thought, let's go back. Why did the FIU find Eric Cunningham associated with this man's property? The answer is he didn't want the property. He was associated with the property because he wanted to travel and bank as Eric Percival Cunningham. Eric Percival Cunningham was a black man, an accountant in Bahamas. His wife had not used the account after his death, but someone in that account was still banking. So this is when people use identity fraud to move money when people are dead, because a dead man isn't going to take money. And it was, they were entering into the systems, the electronic systems within Bahamas. And these are the games that are being played that people are very unsuspecting of that can be happening to defraud people of their money.
And even still, they can vote in American elections. And we're getting close to the end of the hour, and we've got to wrap it up. We thank Joan Cunningham for coming in and giving us the inside scoop of things that are behind cloistered walls that we never hear about in mainstream media, will never tell us about. And that's the reason why you need the Power Hour. That's why we do Conspiracy Cafe in Canada and a few other shows and that are about that get into this type of material. We're here to save the Republic, to save the world, to save Christendom from the evil machinations that want to turn us into a slave state and give us the mark of the beast system while they run off with the treasury. So we thank you for coming out today, because without you, of course, it's not possible. Take this information, disseminate it broad and wide, save the Republic. Say your prayers too, people, because that's the ultimate power, God's power. He'll help us. He always does. He's just waiting for it. Don't pick up a gun, pick up a Bible.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com. Today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at usgoldcoins.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.